And that's the group Juzz, J-U-Z-Z, in all capital letters. Am I supposed to scream that name as well? I'm not going to. We heard a track from a self-titled album, and the piece we heard was called Dead Water. Again, they're from Galicia, Spain. And that is going to do it for tonight, folks. Thanks, as always, for listening, for hanging out. Thanks to everyone who commented on the comments board. See you next week. And I need to tell you, for legal reasons, although you're very well aware that your dial is set to listener supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Have a fantastic week. See you next time, and don't go anywhere. Here comes Amanda.
Out here in the field.
Turn off the lights.
If you can, please.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Out Here in the Field on WFMU. My name's Amanda, and I host this show, which is all about field recordings and other things, such as the sound of my bracelet clanking against itself on my wrist, which I think you can hear. Ah, what we are listening to right now is a very quiet field recording of two people sleeping in a room in Helsinki in 2024. And it is part of a larger project started by Jan Jun. Called Sleepings. And what it does is collects field recordings of people sleeping that are submitted for the record label. And they can be as long or short as people want, evidently. And they can just, you know, exist anywhere in the world. And so far, he's collected a lot of different recordings from different countries and cities. And I think that's rather beautiful. What we are listening to is Jan Jun himself and Luciano Maggiore sleeping in a sauna room. I guess in Helsinki, everyone has a sauna room because it's very civilized there and they believe in heat. before that, we heard some sound effects of fabricated 1960s sci-fi sounds that doubtless you have heard before if you listen, you know, if you watch movies made in that era or TV. So yeah, it was interesting, I hope, to hear them all in one place, back to back. I can actually hear Dave and Daniel talking in the next room, so I think I'm going to close the door. I thought it was closed. It's not. Hang on. That's better. Before the Hanna-Barbera sound effects, Leah Cole gave us the beginning of Music for Union Station, which is a lovely recording of a piece that she composed for orchestra, done in a beautiful big train station. And there was the station ambiance kind of to introduce the recording, which I found very nice. And I guess I don't have to say that I found it nice. I played it for you. It's up to you to decide what you think of it. Doug Carroll recorded Chimpanzees, which we heard before that. And we started the show tonight with Kavari, who's a sound artist, sort of sound sculpturist. And she has an album called Only Pleasure in Flame, which is a few brief recordings of fire. And we heard one of them. Well, the WFMU marathon is coming up, and that is why things are a little bit fly by the seat of your pants, a little bit lightly chaotic, because we are practicing to be in the secondary studio here at WFMU. We usually use a bigger studio that we're more comfortable in. And during the run-up to the marathon, we use the smaller studio because that's the one that we're going to be in during the marathon, when we can fundraise and, you know, tell everyone how much we love WFMU and why you need to donate money to it. If you're interested in answering phones for us and meeting people at WFMU and learning all about FMU during our fundraiser, contact Scott, scott@wfmu.org. He will let you know what shifts are available, and also if you want to cook lunch or dinner for us, that would be way, way appreciated. The next piece I'm very, very excited to present is brand new. It came out on Valentine's Day, just a couple days ago. It's part of a project that asks artists to create something based on the extinction of a bird. This particular bird is the Kauai Moho. And it went extinct in 1987, but not before one field recording was made of it, of the last surviving individual of this species. And much has been made since then of, like, the beauty and sadness of this field recording. The Kauai Moho bird calling out to a mate that will never answer. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy this very much. I certainly did. This is Out Here in the Field. I'll talk to you later.
This is Out Here in the Field on WFMU. I'm in the bathtub and the water is running, but it is not splashing very loud. And I actually kind of like the background running water, so I'm going to keep it going. We just heard a recording by Craig Maud made in Japan. And if you stay tuned, the next thing you hear will also be in Japan. So you have that to look forward to. Mod's YouTube video that I played the audio of is made outside a metal stamping factory outside of Kakagawa. We heard some steakhouse ambiance before that, courtesy of Surround 2011. From a collection of field recordings, some of which are in New York, and some are in Japan, weirdly enough. The Baja Marimba Band did Yours before that, and I'd like to thank listener Daniel Kay yet again. He sent a large pile of really good records that I've been so enjoying using on the show, and you've not heard the last of them either. So thank you again, Daniel. And speaking of generous listeners, we also heard a little something recorded by listener Alex in Toronto that is called Construction Drone. That's the name he gave it, at least. And I replied to his email saying that I agree that construction sites can really surprise you with how beautiful the sounds they make are. And at the beginning of that set, as mentioned, it was Stefan Klor and Na Koena using the song of the extinct Kauai Moho. All right, let's keep going. Thank you for listening to WFMU.
Okay, what you just heard was a little bit of musical intermission ambiance from a movie theater. No details here on at which movie theater it might have run, but it comes from a comp called Hey Folks, It's Intermission Time, which comes from the Sundazed family of record labels. And there's a lot of just great mid-century stuff, including the iconic Let's All Go to the Lobby song on this comp. But there is also, as you heard, some sort of 80s and 70s appropriate stuff, which I find fresher and, I don't know, more ripe for chopping up and parodying at this point in history. Right now we are listening to The Inside of a Windmill, by the way. And I have another little snippet from Hey Folks, It's Intermission Time that I want to play in a bit after the windmills are finished. We heard some Sea Lions, and those were recorded by listener Juan Carlos in Los Angeles, who has contributed to the show before. And thank you so, so much for being a repeat contributor, listener Juan Carlos. Very appreciated. And we also heard Toshiya Tsunoda with a recording from all the way back in 1994, just recently released, called Inside a Steel Pipe in a Parking Lot. You heard the steel and you heard the cars starting in the distance. It's WFMU, it's Out Here in the Field, it's sound effects, it's field recordings, it's all that and more. Very happy that you are here with me. Please stay tuned because I am here until 9 p.m.
No talking, please.
Thank you for cooperating. Now everyone can enjoy the show. And thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your passenger agent. I'd like to welcome you aboard United Flight 664 to Spokane. We're departing in just a few more minutes. We'll just be a couple minutes delayed due to loading some extra baggage.
Could that be ours?
I'd like to remind you that the bags you've carried on today should be stored underneath the seat in front of you during the flight.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you like some film?
Hope you have a pleasant trip.
I would. Hey, they're going to take the first
Thank you for flying United.
Good night, Doc.
Můj samochod.
Jurka samochód,
samochód
który
był pilotem, jako pilot.
Jak ta forma jechała na górę.
A ja jechałem z przodu, miałem tutaj jakąś dumną nazwę pilot z przodu samochodu. I żeśmy tam zajechali z tym, że ja moim Peugeotem zostałem już na dole, jak tu widać na tym zdjęciu po prostu. A oni pojechali, bo tam jest taka wąska brukowana. Teraz są tam to rzeszy zachodnia
pilot,
później.
To pilot tam jedzie.
Mhm.
No, i właśnie Morel. No,
ze mną jechał Morel, Nina. No i tak, a Gerard jechał z formą przestrzenną. Proces niszczenia.
Tak.
Proces niszczenia. Procesem to jest starzenie się materiału. Samo zniszczenie, no po prostu jak to się odbywa. To mogłoby stać, powiedzmy, aż do końca, gdyby to było zabezpieczone, żeby tam nikt nie łaził, nie? To by mogło się po prostu spełnić wola autora, że w końcu to się rozpadło, bo to ostatni etap. Miałbym zakupka tego, co tam leży z złom. Tak to wyglądało. niszczenia, no po prostu jak to się odbywa. Proces niszczenia. Proces niszczenia, starzenia się materiału. Samo zniszczenie, no po prostu jak to się odbywa. Proces niszczenia. Proces niszczenia, starzenia się materiału. 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 Proces niszczenia.
Proces niszczenia.
Proces niszczenia, starzenia się materiału. Proces niszczenia. Proces niszczenia, starzenia się materiału. Proces niszczenia. Proces niszczenia, starzenia się materiału. Proces niszczenia. Proces niszczenia, starzenia się materiału.
This is somewhat the same problem as the R sound on page one, the adding of the R at the end of a word. It is correctly said, is milk of magnesia made in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or in Atlanta? The incorrect way is milk of magnesia made in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or in Atlanta? All right. And now, Mr. Wesley.
The rest of the afternoon of the day, which the people spent in the open, was usually the time allowed for the observation of the ritual of the setting sun. A soft light and a gentle breeze in a tranquil twilight. A melody over a sea and a whisper of leaves. The young cowboys in strong, even tones, and the younger, gingham-clad farm girls with their sweet, flowing alto voices were lingering on, singing old songs among the rustling trees. Is milk of magnesia made in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or in Atlanta?
Now, Mr. Wesley, remember that before a consonant, as I said before, T-H-E is pronounced the. You pronounced it the rest of the afternoon. In the next one, remember there is no word A. You said a soft light and also a melody over a C. In the next one was all right except for the G on the end of lingering. You said lingering on. The last exercise is the bad one. You said it's milk of magnesia. And you put an R on the end, also Philadelphia in Pennsylvania. All right, now we'll hear Miss Miller.
The rest of the afternoon of the day, which the people spent in the open, was usually the time allowed for the observation of the ritual of the setting sun, and was followed by the evening service. A soft light and a gentle breeze in a tranquil twilight, a melody of a sea and a whisper of leaves. The young cowboys in strong, even tones, and the younger gingham-clad farm girls with their sweet, flowing alto voices were lingering on, singing old songs among the rustling trees, hunger overcoming them. Is milk of magnesia made in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, or in Atlanta?
All right, Miss Miller. Now, I don't think I need mention the rest of the afternoon. The before a consonant, the before a vowel. You made them all these, or nearly all. The next one, no A. In the next one, you don't have the general trouble, although when you say young and you put an ER on the end of it, it becomes younger, not younger. Your main problem is that you leave the G's off the end of words entirely. You say singing, rustling. You should be careful of that. Your last one is all right. Except if you mispronounce magnesia.
expect no rain, said the weatherman, but it did. I hope it don't fall on me, I said, but it did. Now the sky looked blue, and there's hardly a cloud in the sky. And here I stand with a rainbow in each eye.
That's about it. That we'll have to do for Out Here in the Field tonight. Thank you so much for listening.
We're all like...
That was Neil Innes just then with Prologue off of How Sweet to Be an Idiot. Preceded by Man and Dog Photography. I guess they do photography as well as field recording, but that was a very nice, subtle field recording of the Dogs Allowed section of Nudgee Beach, which I believe is in Australia. Professor Wallace House pedantically told us not to add R's at the end of our words from a pronunciation instruction record, which looks like it's from the 50s, but I don't have an actual date on it. We heard tape 4 before that with an excerpt of Hommage à Morel. This is a group of 4 people from Poland who use tape in a very creative way. And Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention did Here Comes the Gear Lads, one of a few great field recordings that appear on Playground Psychotics that were recorded in the early 70s, not released until much later. Again, this has been Out Here in the Field. I'm Amanda, and I will see you next week. And Daniel Blumen is next here on listener-supported Freeform, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Let me sleep. babelouette, j'allais bramer dans les bastringues avec un burini pipette qui bondait pas pour le burlingue. Dans ce bon branché bipolaire à faire basculer les belles-mères, j'allais besogner le brouillard avec un tambour de bazar. J'allais baver pour les babas et les broutards à boucles blondes, des petites bulles de baraka et des bonbons pour les James Bond. Baby boom boom, faut faire un break, y'en a ras-le-boc de ces blonds becs qui bondent que pour le bazooka, pour la bagarre et le branle-bas. Baby boom boom, baby boom boom, baby boom boom. Il se braque à bloc sur le baston, des barbes bleues bardées de bronze, des cow-boys bourrés de béton, des zombies bidons et des bonzes qui leur balancent une blanquette à écrabouiller les banquettes, à vous briser les roubignoles, à vous faire barrer de la boussole. Pendant que je brûle de la banquise, braconnant le bonheur sans but et me baignant aux quatre bises avec les boucs de Belzébuth. Baby boum boum, faut faire un break, y'en a ras-le-boc de ces blancs becs qui bondent que pour le bazooka, pour la bagarre et le branle-bas. Baby boum boum, baby boum boum, baby boum boum. Ras-le-bec de brouter du bitume et de barjeter dans une bagnole, ras-le-bec de branler de la brume et de barater des branquignoles. Pendant que les barbeaux du business qui nous bastonnent des bassesses biberonnent des bourbons dans leur buic, je bosse pour poudre pas les crottes de pique. Je vais broyer tous ces bouchers qui se font bronzer la baudruche aux Bahamas avec mon blé, pendant que je palisse dans les paluches. Baby boum boum, faut faire un break, y'en a ras-le-boc de ces blancs becs qui bondent que pour le bazooka, pour la bagarre et le branle-bas. Baby boum boum,